Welcome back to In Depth. It is the PSA program on Lotus Radio. It is a Sunday morning still, and my second guest, or actually technically third, whatever, my second interview, I should say, is Darlene Bougeot from, actually, you're a registered nurse.
Right.
And you're from the Nevada Nurses Association?
Well, I'm here wearing my hat for the Nevada Nurses Foundation.
Foundation, which is the
fundraising branch of the association. I am involved with the association also, but this is what I do for fun.
Fun
it's a lot of work,
mark?
But it's fun.
But it's rewarding, I'm sure.
Oh, it's incredibly rewarding.
Beautiful. And so, yeah, let's take it through. I want to know your credentials. We were talking about it before we started recording, and you were very modest about it, but you have amazing. You have a lot of hats that you wear.
I'm a Gemini with ADD. I'm a practicing RN.
Okay.
I work for Carson Tahoe Health in the behavioral health unit. And I've also been blessed to be able to work as a associate professor for UNR in their school, Orvis School of Nursing.
Wonderful.
Doing some clinical training with them. As I said, I'm involved in the... I'm the vice president right now of the Northern Nevada District of the Nevada Nurses Association. And as I said, I'm here today to kind of really work for the Nevada Nurses Foundation because we do some incredible things.
Take me through them.
Okay. Well, the foundation mission is to increase access of quality health care to all Nevadans.
Right.
And we do that by promoting the professional development of nurses through recognitions, scholarships, grants. I know you'd have to live under a rock not to know that that our country is facing a nursing shortage. We've all heard about it.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Unfortunately, Nevada has the dubious distinction of being the state that ranks last in nurses entering the profession. So we're making a step forward to do that in the less than 3 years that the foundation has been
in existence. Yeah.
We've given more than $50,000 in scholarships and grants.
Wow.
So it's pretty impressive. And we've been doing that largely with fundraising events. And that's what I'm here to talk about.
Well, cool. Well, then why don't we take me through some of those fundraising events? What's the first one on the
first
docket?
First one we got happening, and I'm really excited about, is just in 3 weeks. It's October 7th. It's the Mad Hatter's Big Hat High Tea.
Oh.
You know, we look at the current insanity in Washington around healthcare, and so our theme is we're all mad here. So it's definitely going to be a high tea with five courses and being served and all the hoopla with that. But it's definitely non-traditional as far as our entertainment, which, as I said, I'm the coordinator for.
And, okay.
We have a really, just to give you a hint of what's going on, our opening act is Mike Furlong, who is a longtime resident of Carson and also has a Tom Petty tribute band.
Oh, really?
So he is going to be opening our tea with the Tom Petty Mad Hatter song of Don't Come Around Here No More.
All right.
And then we have a whole cast of characters, you know, from the Cheshire Cat to the Red Queen, Alice, and we're just going to have a blast.
This is going to be a real off-the-wall.
It really is.
And
some of the, you know, some of the more traditional association members might be a little...
reticent?
Well, I think they're going to be a little surprised. Hopefully it'll go over well. But, you know, a lot of what we want to do is open up the foundation and the association to a younger demographic. And,
yeah.
So I'm kind of pushing
so people
envelope.
Can wear, I mean, they can wear costumes.
You can wear costumes. We encourage it. Yes, absolutely.
Especially in October. I mean, we're getting to a Halloween there.
It's
so
gonna
why
be,
not?
It's going to be a blast.
Wonderful.
The tickets are really reasonable. $50 a plate. You get five courses. You get the entertainment. You get to dress up. You get to hang out in the governor's mansion.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be held at the governor's mansion.
Yeah.
That's right, in Carson City.
So, there's no downside to that. And anyone can come. And I'm going to start throwing out the website name now.
Go for it.
NevadaNursesFoundation.org.
All right. That's pretty straightforward. Nevada Nurses Foundation.
Or NV Nurses if you don't want to write out Nevada.
All right.
The second... event that we are planning with your help is the Nurses Have Talent event. The end of November, the last day of November and the first day of December, the Nevada Nurses Association and the Nevada Organization of Nurse Leaders are doing a joint symposium, two-day educational symposium.
Oh, wow.
So I encourage nurses out there to attend. It's going to be, you know, a lot of learning opportunities, CEUs for us nurses, and a chance to network. And this, the night between, the foundation's going to take over and showcase how incredible a breed nurses are. And there's so many nurses out there that have talent. So we're calling those to enter the competition and compete. And we're going to be selling tickets to the event. It's $20 beforehand, $30 at the door. Okay. And we'll be just having fun with that. And we're going to be doing things like giving first place will be their first place will be the Golden Sterile Glove Award. Second place, the Silver Stethoscope Award. And third, the Bronze Bandage Scissors.
Oh, wow.
But we have professional judges for that. But on top of that, we're going to do a live feed. So we want people to vote for their favorite, you know, online, and probably a Facebook feed, to vote online. And,
oh, wow.
And that person will get the People's Choice Award.
Oh, okay.
So, again, this is a fundraiser, so we encourage people to come and we encourage people to enter the competition. I have three males, actually, you know, believe it or not. The
nice.
Only entrants I have are three men. But as for the public, healthcare agencies, Nevada businesses, there's many ways that you can support us. And one is to make donations. Become a sponsor of one of the events, mm-hmm. buying a table, perhaps. Sponsor a named scholarship. You can, you know, sponsor a scholarship for your business, and we can disseminate that for you. Honor a particular nurse if you're in a healthcare agency.
Oh, wow.
And attend the event. That's the big one.
That's the big one.
That's
is just getting
one.
People to show up and,
right.
and hang out. And I mean, kudos on these events because they're so unique. So interesting, so off the wall that I don't know how people can't go. Like, they definitely got to go. So NevadaNursesFoundation.org is that I can find out where they can find out more
Nevada
information.
Nurse, you can buy tickets, you can enter the competition, you can find out more about how to support us.
All right. Is there a particular amount of money you're kind of aiming for with each of these events or both together?
Well, you know, as I said, the ticket prices are for the Big Hat Tea is $50 a plate.
Yeah.
The tables are 500 of 10. We have many different opportunities to levels of sponsorship. I don't really know what the numbers are.
Oh, it's all right. They'll see
again,
them when they check the website.
You can get those on the website, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Well, then let's raise as much money as possible. Let's get nurses in the state. I mean, there's that.
I forgot to mention.
Oh, there's something else?
You're going to be the MC for
I'm
the nurses.
I'm thinking I will.
What do you mean thinking?
Well, I know. Well, we made a tentative agreement, and who knows
out.
With
it's,
my
it's
crazy a... schedule. But no, I mean, that is definitely the plan.
It's on the radio now. You have to believe it.
Yeah, I know, right? You caught me off guard.
I did.
Yeah, you totally called me out. But no. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So there's that. People can go to the website, get their tickets, and so on and so forth. And where are we at? No, I think we're good. Is there anything else you want to add? Just know that the money is going toward scholarships to get nurses into this
scholarships,
state.
Scholarships, grants, nurses.
Sorely needed.
Recognition. And we have some events here and in Southern Nevada. We do a Nurse of Achievement event. So, yeah, there's many ways to get involved.
Beautiful. All right. Darlene Bujol from the the Nevada Nurses Association. I sort of said Northern, but it actually pretty much covers the whole thing. So thank you, Darlene, for coming in.
Thank you.